Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, it's a get up show.
Well, right about now, it's about that time. Bring forth
the rhythm and the rhyme.
Oh, damn it. Podcast number 238. It's the Simon Says podcast with us, the Get Up Show. Don't worry, I'm not really mad.
I thought we were doing karaoke.
I'm not really mad. Okay. Hey, it's Sean and Charlie and Maddie in here.
Hey.
Subscribe and like it and call us sometime and use that thing on the app with the microphone. Are we getting any of those?
Last time I checked, yeah, we got this this one woman who...
Oh, so we're not getting any?
No.
Okay, that's cool.
But it's cool if people don't know about it. When you open up the Simon on the Odyssey app, when you open up 98.7 Simon to listen to our station live, there's a little microphone there and you can click that and leave us a voice message.
Mm-hmm. It also enables the megaphone function on your phone too. So you can use that to command attention in crowds.
Oh.
And, you know, to talk.
Awesome. I didn't realize that was an extra feature.
Football games.
Don't tell them that.
Stuff like that.
Sets off sirens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also, it has lights.
Oh, yeah. And a fog machine.
Fog machine.
Yeah.
And what's that other thing?
The confetti can.
The confetti
can. That spits out Pez.
The Pez. You know, and what's, it has something else.
What is
that?
Bubbles.
Bubbles and,
Bees.
Bees and.
Syrup.
Syrup and...
Oh, it drops tax.
Tax. So, you're going to love it if you hadn't checked it out yet. So, you guys remember Johnny Turnip? Remember the story of Johnny Turnip?
I do not.
No idea.
Johnny Turnip is the guy who was stranded out in the wilderness. I want to say it was... Maybe it was in Australia. And he and his buddies thought they were going to die. And then all of a sudden, a helicopter appears over the horizon with Tom Cruise in it to drop down a ladder and say, come on, boys, I'm getting you the hell out of here. You remember that story about Johnny Turnip and his friends?
No, not at all.
How do you not remember that?
And this is a hallucination they had while they were stuck in the desert.
Was it really Tom Cruise?
You don't remember that story. You
have no memory.
You loved that story.
What are you? It's a movie?
No, it's Johnny Turnip. Okay, so Johnny Turnip, the same guy who was saved by Sir Tom Cruise, who came up out of nowhere, who just happened to find him and his two buddies stranded like on a cliff.
Hey, look, there's a couple of people stranded. Let's go rescue them.
So Johnny Turnip's latest thing is he was approached by and spent some time with a mermaid, and it all started at the Green Man Festival. He said he had an out-of-body experience and took a trip to the astral realms.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It was the strangest thing. He was sitting with his boys, and then in the next second, he was in a whole other dimension. So he's traveling through to this dimension, and he sees this lady, and he goes over and he starts talking to her. I think her name was Elsa. And
that was Frozen.
Look, I'm just telling
Ariel
you.
Ariel was the mermaid.
I'm trying to give you this news story, this news alert from Johnny Turnip.
Sorry.
So Elsa says, keep your truffles. Oh, this is Johnny. Talking to the mermaid.
Okay.
Keep your truffles for lesser men and tell me who the hell you are, woman, says Johnny Turnip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am no mere woman. I'm Gia, the triple goddess who is the maiden mother and crone. Your lack of respect amuses me, little root vegetable. She knew his name was Johnny Turnip.
What drugs was this again?
So he says, laugh it up, but I'm a busy man. Tell me what you want. I'm going to get out of here.
What you really, really want?
So come to find out, what Johnny Turnip's next job is to bottle the tears of a mermaid to save the world.
Mm.
And so he's got a lot going on.
Same
guy.
He needs to bottle these drugs and share them with everyone.
Man, I can't believe Tom Cruise got him in on Scientology like that. I think that's how that goes. I think that once you join that church, you have to then bottle mermaid tears and travel through interdimensional planes.
What is going on with Johnny Turnip? How is he so lucky that everything happens to him?
I know. Gosh, I can't even meet a unicorn.
You could.
You know, I try.
You're not going to the right places.
That was actually one of the best parts about the Fall Guy movie, was because he takes that Australian drug and then he sees unicorns.
He did.
For real?
Yeah.
Spoilers. I haven't seen it.
That really doesn't
spoiler alert. Anymore.
But I still like the fact that this all happened after Tom Cruise. I still think it's Tom Cruise's fault.
Johnny Turnip. What in the world is going on?
Is that
there?
A lot like, you know, Johnny Appleseed?
No, it's nothing like that.
I wonder if we spoke to Tom Cruise. If he can back up Johnny Turnip's story.
Well, I don't think he was, you know, I don't think that Tom Cruise was present for the mermaid story.
No, the first one, the rescue.
Hang on just a second. I think I've got him.
Okay.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal with that guy?
Oh, you mean Johnny Turnip?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You remember Johnny
Turnip.
That's
what we're talking about.
Yeah, he's totally real, man.
So you saved them. How did you happen to find them?
Everybody knows where Johnny Turnip is at the right time, man.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is high too.
High on Jesus, bruh.
Yeah. No, he's fine. He was high in his super fun helicopter.
Do you guys have any other questions for Tom Cruise? Hey, thanks, Tom.
Tom, I was just watching your movie Edge of Tomorrow again.
Yeah.
So did you really actually have to die over and over again in that movie in real life?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm a method actor, man. That's what I do. I do what they do.
Wow. When
he does all his own stunts, including dying.
Including dying. When I do what I do, I'm doing what I do, how I do, when I do what I do.
When you did what you did to me?
Listen, I got to run.
Hey, Tom, thanks, man.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom Cruise.
That's crazy. I can't believe you got him to call in like that.
Tom Cruise, everybody. No,
he listens
him.
All the time.
Yeah. There's a new thing going around, and it really offends me because I don't think it's a time for a party, but divorce parties, like an Evite place.
Yeah,
it says too much.
It's so much. They're getting so many requests for invitations for divorce parties.
I can understand going, you know, hey, with my best friends and being like, let's go have some drinks. I'm so glad that's over with. It's official, whatever. But this is going full on invitation,
gifts,
celebration.
Yeah, that's a part.
Asking for gifts. It's too much.
You already asked for gifts the first time. I will not bring you a gift for failure.
Are you going to give me back the plates and then I'll give you a smaller set since you don't need all eight of them?
That would be, all right, I'm in now. If at a divorce party you get back the gifts you gave... That'd be pretty cool.
That would be a bummer because, God forbid, if anything happened, I do not want to give you back that knife that you gave me or nor that dish that you gave me.
Wow.
Like, I actually use both of those items.
Don't even think down that
road.
Well,
no, I'm not, but I'm saying in the hypothetical, in this situation, I know exactly what you both gave me, and I would not want to return them.
Yeah, I don't think it's a place for a party, man. I mean,
I'm with Charlie. Like, I get that idea of, like, blowing off some steam, but... This whole, I have seen that too, where it's like, registering for divorce gifts because I need new stuff now. And it's like, no.
That's on you. You know, handle your business. Get your life together.
Get your life.
There are, you know, there's better reasons to have a party. You know, there's any reason to have a party. When I had my Volkswagen, I had a party when it tripped over to 100,000 miles on the odometer.
An invitation party?
Well, we just stopped and partied.
I've done that too.
I mean, again, mini celebration is one thing. Full-blown party is something else.
That would be pretty wild if you sent out Evites, like, my car's about to hit 100,000 miles. Everybody come hang out.
Yeah, but then you drove too far, and it's like,
you ruined it.
You stop right in the middle of the road. You're like, oh, I didn't make it to the party.
Hey, guys, we had to change the location. We're on 85.
Yeah.
At the exit, we're...
Between the two I-40s in Kernersville.
Oh, it's going to be a jam. It's going to be thumping. It's a thumping party, man.
Like, I can't tell you exactly when the party's going to be. It'll happen spontaneously. It's whenever I'm out and about.
So there's a new Walmart. Walmart has a thing this year for Halloween, which, by the way, it is Halloween. That couple, the old couple who got married on Halloween that lives near me, they have all of their biggest stuff, like the giant animatronic skeleton that reaches down and growls at you. They've got the wolf man. They've got the clown. Everyone that you see at Spirit Halloween that scares you when you walk in and step on the thing or the motion detector things, they got all of them. All of them. And they're all out right now.
I brought it up to my wife about putting them out sooner rather than later. And she's like, it's not time yet.
Why?
I'm with her.
No. Look.
She's the boss. I can't.
My across the street neighbor already has pumpkins on their porch. And I know from experience, they're going to have to re-pumpkin.
Those are going
to
turn into pumpkin soup. Ooh.
They're going to re-pumpkin that thing.
It's going to be real loose soon.
But at Walmart, they have a brand new thing this year, a thruple costume.
I think they're just capitalizing. You know, we talked about this, and I think that they are capitalizing on the...
I don't think that means what they think they think that means.
Oh, you think that they're naive?
I don't think they're going for the swinging lifestyle.
That's what thruple means.
No, I can say, always?
Okay, so time out. They're going off of a couple's costume, which is like, you know, the hunter and the deer or the ketchup and the mustard.
Oh, the plug and the outlet.
The plug and the outlet.
The farmer cute, and the dell.
Yeah.
The cute little couples costumes. They're like, well, if it's three people, it must be called a thruple. Meaning like people like to do group costumes. But what they don't understand, Walmart people, so naive, is that that's a sexual relationship thingy.
Does it always have to be, though?
Yes. That's how it's used.
Well, maybe. Like, okay, first off, here's what the dictionary says. A thruple is a romantic or sexual relationship between three people who have all agreed to be in the relationship. The term is a combination of the words three and couple. Duh.
Yeah.
Other terms include triad, three-way relationship, or closed triad. They also say that some of the reasons that this happens is because of financial reasons. Three people sharing incomes, more practical than two.
And partners is more practical than two.
Yeah. Here's a great one. Some people may feel that they can't get all their needs met by one person.
Well, you know what?
Okay, none of this is telling me that thruple doesn't mean what I know it means.
That's called selfish as hell right there.
But what I appreciate is the fact that, Charlie, you brought something up, and the fact that the costume itself is s'more. So it's a graham cracker, it's a marshmallow, and a chocolate bar. But then the graham cracker has
it's supposed to be on top and bottom.
So it should be two graham crackers, and it should be a thruple.
It should be four people.
Well, you think about a s'more. You don't open face your s'more.
No.
You have a square.
Squish.
I mean, the traditional s'more is graham cracker, marshmallow, chocolate, graham cracker.
Do thruples all sleep together? For some, it involves a rotation among the partners to ensure each duo within the trio spends quality time together. For others, preferences or comfort might dictate the partners sleep separately at times.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay,
are we all very educated on what a thruple is now?
I don't know. Are we all really like overwhelmed by how much work that would be?
Oh, totally. But now can we all jump on board with the fact that Walmart should not be using the term thruple for a trio costume?
Should they? Or I don't know. Because, you know, this is a different world. I think we're very progressive now and we're more open to things like that.
But, Sean, just like last year when your daughter and her friends were trying to get together a group costume, if there were three of them, would you like for her and her two little high school friends to come home and say, Dad, look, we got a thruple costume?
Out of context. They don't know what they're saying because Walmart said it.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
But if Walmart's saying it, they don't know what they're saying, but it is inappropriate.
If they had called it a swingers costume.
Inappropriate. I mean,
in a sense, it's kind of the same thing.
I don't think this is the same thing as swinging.
No. I'm trying to think of something similar or something other term that has something to do with some sort of intimate relationship.
What was that movie, Threesome? Remember that movie, Threesome, with the three people in it?
There
was
I don't know. Three. Be clear. I've seen a few of those.
No. That was the name of the movie.
Yeah.
And it was big stars in it.
Oh, it was...
Baldwin. Yeah.
I think Steven. He was the dark... Wait, which was the dark hair? Daniel?
Billy.
Was it Billy?
Who was the fat one?
Daniel.
Steven. That was
Daniel.
I don't know. Which one was in Biodome? That's Steven.
That's Steven.
Okay. And isn't
Backdraft was Billy.
Yeah. Steven. Oh, Billy. All right. And Billy was also in that weird, creepy movie with what's her face Stone with the Sliver or something.
All right, you're getting, bogged down. Laura Flynn Boyle, Stephen Baldwin, Josh Charles, Alexis Arquette. Wow. Yeah. So that was three.
Okay, that was four.
1994. 1994 American erotic dramedy film.
See?
I did not like that movie. I thought I'd like that movie. I did not like that movie. It got weird, you know?
Yeah, it had too much plot. I prefer my...
You like your threesomes to not be bogged down with plot and dialogue.
No, it's usually just like, oh, man, I can't believe I ordered two pizzas. What happened? Domino's and Papa John's. What are you guys both doing here?
No matter how much I fast-forwarded this one, nothing ever happened.
Two plumbers.
So boring.
Stop.
Yeah, but the thing about
real
it is,
uncomfortable up in here.
Look, the thruple thing. You're right. I think that maybe Walmart either A, doesn't know what they're saying, or two, they're trying to get more on the cutting edge, because how often do you see a story about swinging and the new signals that you're swinging, or the stuff at the grocery store?
I think it's the second.
Remember the grocery store thing?
I think they don't know, because I don't think Walmart is trying to be edgy. That's not their thing.
It's time to be edgy.
No, they are so family. If it was Target, I'd be different. But Walmart is middle America, very family friendly. They don't rock the boat like that.
Wait. Family friendly with the ladies in there wearing the flesh colored leggings.
They can't control that.
That's not on Walmart.
It's a show, man. It is a show in Walmart all the time.
What, do you want Kim's Cafe to go take over Walmart?
Oh, did we talk about that last week? We did. We talked about Kim's Cafe with their dress code. And now some of the city leaders are saying, what's wrong with wearing the right clothes? But Walmart, when I go in there, which is very, very rare, whenever I'm walking around, I'm looking for, okay, if stuff starts to go down, where's my nearest weapon? Like, maybe it's a can of cranberry sauce.
It's kind of anywhere you reach.
You better hope so, man, because stuff could go down in Walmart.
Well, they actually have weapons there, so you'd be all set in a Walmart.
Don't be ridiculous.
At the back, though, if you can't get to the back. What if you're at the front?
I'd run to the back.
Nope, too late.
That's where it's coming from.
You got to be ready right then.
That's where the trouble's coming from.
All right, fine. I'm blinding with hand sanitizer.
All right, I'll allow it.
Wasp spray.
Do you walk around with it? Do you get your wasp spray and walk around in case?
No, they have that at the register.
Okay.
Be pretty easy to walk around with.
Wasp spray.
So anyhow, the whole thing about the swinging thing, it's more prevalent than ever. People are talking about it openly. And not only are they talking about it openly, they're showing their upside down pineapples and whatnot openly. And I know people who have seen them like in the wild and been like, hey, what? Wait a minute. And you don't ask. You don't say, hey, I'm not into it, but are you guys swingers? Because I couldn't help but notice your upside down pineapple. You don't ask.
Well, they just had a story on that on Fox 8, and they were talking about there was some like club in Charlotte, but it wasn't even like that many members. It's like, I don't think
most people do not join official clubs. Like, it's just kind of a not so well kept secret about people because, not going to lie, I know some people who are. And
who?
People just know.
I need names and numbers.
Right here? Are they in this building?
Nope. Not that I know of.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
But it's not. I mean, but it's not like, you know, but no one is like forcing anything on you or whatever. And it's just like,
damn it. They never force anything on me.
They're not supposed to. That's inappropriate.
It's so boring.
You're just sitting at home waiting.
Oh, God. Nothing's happening again today.
I would be the best graham cracker ever.
Well, if you hear that someone is, maybe you should go offer your graham cracker services.
Remember the other thing that we heard was that grocery stores have special, some, not all, some grocery stores have special swinger hours where if you have extra virgin olive oil in the cart, you're looking for an older, rich man. And if you have sweets in there, you're looking for a very sweet fling. And what was the one for long term? I can't remember now.
And see, we hold such weird hours.
Oh, it's like a bag of nuts or something.
How dare you? Two cucumbers means you're up for anything.
Yeah.
Down to clown.
That's right.
What
do
you
went
got?
To that list and I had everything in my cart.
We hold such weird hours that, you know, I just go to the grocery store randomly and I would end up accidentally going on that day not knowing, and I'd have something in the cart and I'd be like, they'd walk them by. Like,
hey, what's up?
I'm like, what? No, go away.
A side note, has anyone, you know, I've seen more and more of these stories, like the best places to meet people, you know, singles are saying about going to grocery stores or going to the gym or whatever else. I mean, have you ever, like in your single life, Charlie?
Nope.
Has that ever been a thing?
I know what you're about to ask, and the answer is no.
No, I mean, like,
what are you asking? Finish.
Well, like at the grocery store, have you ever seen someone, you know, pushing their cart around? And like, how would you even like? Hey, I see you've
got. Have you ever picked anybody up at the grocery store?
Or have you even attempted?
You have.
Yeah, but I knew her before that.
No, then that doesn't count.
But I knew her from the restaurant where she worked. And then I saw her at the grocery store, and she had flowers. And I was like, man, that girl is pretty, and look at her flowers. And boom.
And you talked to her?
Mm-hmm.
You just walked up.
Yeah, but that's an opening.
Because you knew that she worked somewhere, so that was an opening. But a complete, absolute stranger.
That was always my kryptonite of dating, was walking up to a stranger and initiating some random conversation. And I guess at a bar, it always made more sense because you had an opening line of, hey, can I buy you a drink?
And you knew that everybody's kind of there, you know.
Yeah, they're kind of there for it. But a grocery store, you're like, I'm getting in and getting out to get my stuff. I'm not lingering around like, hey,
and what's it's like, up? Oh, that guy over there is good looking. Should I go ask him if he needs some asparagus? I mean, what do you do? Hey, you don't know.
Hey, you want to smell this?
Finish your words.
Nope. Stop. I'm not finishing that one. Anywho.
I did talk to a girl at work. I went out with a girl who worked at one. I met her in her line.
Mm.
So, but that's
setting you up. You have a
because she was captive.
You have a built-in setup.
She had to be there.
Well, she didn't have to say yes, but you had a built-in setup to be able to talk to her.
The other one now is this. I think this is a very specific grocery store, and I don't know which one, but men who are impressively, you know, they're show-offs.
Wealthy?
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Strong.
The natural wealth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Strong.
The showers not...
Tall.
Showers, not growers.
Just showers in general.
Yeah. The deal is, if you're one of them, the ladies are looking for you, and the way you advertise it is with a great big cucumber in your cart. And so...
You've already got a...
I want you to be careful about the size of cucumbers you put in your cart so that you're not...
Oh, that was also part of the problem.
Don't misrepresent.
Don't false advertise.
No, I don't, because I always buy those little tiny Persian ones, the little baby ones.
That way you
it's
go...
It's like a pack of five, and you're like, might get enough.
You get those tiny little cucumbers, take them home, and go, ha-ha!
I thought of the other one.
By the way, they're seedless.
The other... Oh, they are, actually. The other one was at, like, home improvement stores, where someone else was saying about that, about, like, going to Home Depot and picking up chicks.
Well... But see, I never wanted to be in the aisle, and I'm that girl that's so independent that I would never be like,
"No,
hi, can you tell me which nails to buy?"
Well, or like, I could see, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but I could see like, "Hey, can you want me to tell you more about this?" Like,
I know, I,
What, dumb?
No, thanks. I've got my nail gun. Get away.
It's almost like mansplaining. Like, it would be like mansplaining. Yeah. Like, oh, do you need some help picking out that lumber girl?
Well, let's take the sexy part out of this. Is it okay? Like, I'm always ready to help somebody at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're standing there like this, or if they're grabbing for something. Like the dude that I said, he was getting cream of mushroom soup, and he grabbed the one with garlic in it. And I said, hey, man, if you're looking for cream of mushroom soup, that label says that one's got garlic in it. I got in trouble for that one time. He looked at me like I had three heads and said, I don't give a F.
Well, there you go.
Walked off with his garlicky mushroom soup.
Don't offer help that they didn't ask for.
I always do.
No one wants that.
Oh, yeah, some people do.
But when a little short lady couldn't reach the thing she wanted on the top shelf, I got that for her the other day.
Well, that's like the Progressive commercials.
I got a lady three giant Heinekens at the grocery store the other day because she couldn't reach them. And she was like, can you get me some of these right here?
Well, did you offer to share them with her?
She's asking you for help. You didn't just walk in there and say, hey, little lady, do you need me to grab that big beer for
you? I've done that.
Nobody wants that.
If an old lady is standing there and I can tell she's struggling, I was like, let me help you here.
Okay, that's an old lady. That's different.
That's what I'm talking about. I just said, take the whole sexy thing off the table. The other one is, I was at the bakery over on the Eastern Shore the other day, and there was did I tell you all this story?
I don't know.
About the 90-year-old lady who I held the door for, her, and she and her grandson came in, and they ordered like 50 things, and I'm standing back there, and she was trying to decide what the last thing in the box was going to be, and I said, you really want to try a cream puff. They are the best thing. And she turned around, and she said, oh, thank you so much, honey. And then she turned around to the person and said, would replace those last few, get me two of those cream puffs thanks to this young man who looks like an athlete from the Olympics. And I said sumo. She didn't hear me, but she loved that I've helped out many people
but
in there.
That's a 90-year-old woman.
Look, you're
I am talking about if you went into the grocery store and I was in there, we did not know each other, and I'm just tooling along, getting my groceries. And you're like, hey, she's kind of cute. I'd like to talk to her. You would just come up and offer me help that I didn't ask for?
Depends. I've helped people with cooking techniques in the grocery store before. Many. And this has nothing to do with anybody being cute or not. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about helping people. Like, I was, lady was looking at some steaks or whatever, and I told her about reverse sear.
Oh, I've done that. I mean, I've seen a woman.
If someone looks
stuff at the
confused,
liquor store.
If someone looks confused, or if they ask you for help, that's great. But just walking up to random people and telling them that they don't want a certain kind of soup or that.
Could have saved his life. Could have saved his whole life.
That also is why I get so offended at times at those Progressive commercials, because I am that guy at times when I'm like,
no one wants
you're
that.
You're not going to want to get that. You're going to want to get this. Or someone like, I remember hearing someone like, I can't find such and such anywhere. I'm like, well, you can find it over in aisle 6.
Good man.
Yeah.
See, I think that's a good thing.
That's prompted for help, though. Unsolicited help and being prompted for help are two different things.
No, and actually, I still think of it as unsolicited or being unprompted, because they were just saying it to either a worker or someone else, and then
they
joined in.
They were hoping that the universe would help them.
Oh, see?
You're flip-flopping.
I'm the universe.
No, I'm not.
All right, so find your Taco Bell reviews, but before that, Dave Grohl had a shocking admission.
Saint Dave.
I don't want to talk about that.
You got to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about
it. Saint Dave has announced that he has a baby out of wedlock.
It's not even the fact that he had an affair. It's the fact that he had a kid. Like, come on, man.
Bruh,
what are you doing?
You have to understand. I can't believe
not
you.
Not wearing protection?
You
no.
of all people. I can't believe that you're surprised, shocked, disappointed. This is rock and roll. This guy's whole life is rock and roll.
But it's not. He's different rock and roll.
No,
the thing is, first of all, he seems like, he's always come across as, yes, I'm a rock star out here, but then I go home and I have my nice little family and everything's great. But also, even though, like, as much as I love Jon Bon Jovi, he is married with children, so I don't want to know anything about any dalliances.
Really?
No, not at all. Even though I know they're out there, I don't want to hear about them because I have an image.
Well, there has to be, in a lot of cases, there's an understanding, and I'll give you an example. Roger Daltrey from The Who, they spent years on the road, literally sometimes years at a time on the road, and he and his wife had an understanding. Right. She knew that when he was out there for a year, stuff's going to happen. And he would come home and they'd pick back up where they were. And
but what happens on the road stays on the road.
All is forgiven. And this hasn't been too many years ago, a lady came forward and said, "I think I'm your daughter." And he was like, "Boom, you probably are. Get in here. Let's be a family together. All of us. Get in here. Where's your people?"
Well, yeah, I think, you know, Dave had to make this statement because there's a child.
He had to get ahead of it.
He had to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things, I don't know. It's just everybody thinks Dave's so perfect that it's just a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. It's not even just, it's the persona that's out there is of a very... He's a rock star. He's a family man. He does all this stuff. And then
about the baby's born and it looks like Ed Sheeran? And it's like, wait a minute. That's not mine. What are you guys doing in here?
I mean, the baby's been born, though. I think there was probably some DNA done before.
Well, then there was like, my wife was like, you know, it's going to come out. It's going to be some like gross, like groupie, something like, well, maybe it's like somebody in a band who... had some sort of like
somebody was groupie. Like
connection.
Well, how do you know it's just, how do you know it's a groupie? How do you know it wasn't like a side chick he's keeping in Minnesota?
Oh, that happens too.
And they have them in locations.
I'll tell you, there's a singer who he hadn't had anything out in a while, but I did a show with him in DC one time and he was a married guy with several kids and that was part of his whole thing. And I went to his dressing room to get him for pictures or whatever. And he opens the door and hanging on him is a very young lady. I mean, you know, she's probably 20, whatever, not his wife. And they were in there by themselves. And I thought, I'm sure this is innocent. I'm sure there's absolutely nothing going on when that door is closed. But that's why it surprises me that you're surprised.
He's a different kind of rock star to me in the sense of like, it's not like Motley Crue or Poison or Kiss, where there's like legendary exploits of having multiple groupies,
multiple
and whatever.
Multiple women, multiple groupies.
It's a guy who, like, I've heard his books, and he's read me his book, and I've seen him in concert, and I've seen his interviews.
And he's close to his mom.
Yeah, I mean,
you just feel like he's...
I get it. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it doesn't always happen, but it does. It can happen, but I don't know. I have a kid. Like, seriously?
Well, I don't
Do you
think
not know how
said,
babies are
right,
made?
Here's what he said. Hey, look, don't think about anything. I'm going out on the road for a while. Hey, groupie, let's have a baby. That's not what happened.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but he's smarter than that.
And apparently
maybe
not.
He's not like some 25-year-old who doesn't, he's just like wild, reckless, abandoned.
How old is the kid? Is it brand new?
Newborn.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
According to his statement, it was just born.
So he just did this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like he just got
fresh. That's what is also, like when it first came out, I thought maybe it was like, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
And you want to think by a certain age, he would grow up and stop doing things like that. But this is new.
Yeah, no, this is current Dave.
There's no stopping that. I don't care. That's part of the whole gig, man.
You think of people like Steven Tyler, like he said, certain people you think, yeah, of course, whatever. And then other ones you just are like, like, I mean, if we heard that about Ed Sheeran, I would be surprised because he's married. He has this new wife. He's having kids with her. He seems like, you know, this is his happy little life. And you don't want to think about him doing that.
Not one of them. Nobody you say would surprise me.
I know.
Not one person.
It shouldn't be.
You know?
What about Mel Torme?
Too soon. But the answer
is
yes.
Fog was out there hipping
he
it up.
He probably has some extra kids.
There ain't no doubt. He was fogging it
in
up.
In Sheboygan.
They're all so old.
Yeah. Look.
Those love babies are on retirement.
That fog was everywhere. The fog was thick. Don't the think velvet, he was.
The velvet fog spread just, across the country.
It's just funny, too. I like that also the story comes out, and I like that I'm the one people text. Charlie texted me. My friend texted me. My daughter texted me.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was like,
I was like, is it yours?
See what happened? Yeah. I said I was disappointed on both fronts that it happened and then it's not mine.
If I looked through our whole library, I don't know if I would find one that I'd be surprised about. You know, like I think of Steve Winwood as being a sweet, sweet guy.
I don't know. I can see him being total player.
Right. 70s are different.
All right. Yeah, well, all right. Who's somebody else? Like Warren Zevon is playing now. Sure, why not?
Eh.
MC Hammer, absolutely.
What about Mumford and Sons? I don't think they're... I think Mumford.
Mumford, yes. Sons, no. Too much vest. Y'all smell like vests.
Are you the bassist or the drummer or what? I don't even know. Which son are you?
I'm sorry. I just took the sleeves off me shirt.
No, it's fine. Whatever. It's just one more thing.
Don't be heartbroken. Let the man.
It's just, again, it's like.
I'll heal. I'll get over it.
Goes my hero. Breaking my heart. Yeah. Not being okay. Perfect Dave.
I've got another
now,
confession.
Here's one that might surprise me, maybe. Freddie Mercury.
Well.
Because I'm looking at Queen right here.
But no, you only know that now because you know he was gay. But if you didn't know that back in the day, you would have thought he had children everywhere.
I'm
going to
go ahead and say people might have known back in the day, but I could be wrong.
What about Mary?
Bryan Adams.
Oh, totally.
No, Bryan.
Johnny Cash.
We already know about him.
Yeah, that's the whole point. He was an affair.
Barbara Mandrell.
No, there's no way.
Well, we're talking women now. I thought we were just talking about men. Women can do it too.
I mean, Nelson.
Which one?
Gunnar and Matthew.
Matthew, yes. Gunnar, no.
That's because you know things. Gin Blossoms. Who the hell knows? You can tell me anybody was in the Gin Blossoms. Like, okay, there's five guys over here. Pick out the ones in the Gin Blossoms. Is it all of them?
Or none of them? I don't know.
You've got to pick out Toad the Wet Sprocket and the Gin Blossoms out of a lineup.
Wait, I know Toad the Wet Sprocket. I could pick them out.
No, you cannot.
I could pick out the lead singer of the Gin Blossoms, but no one else.
Because, there's Glenn, and then Todd, the drummer, the little guy. Todd, the drummer.
The little guy was the lead singer, wasn't he?
Well, he's small, too, but Todd wore platform shoes that were like this, and he was still like 5 feet tall. He's a sweet little guy. They were great.
He wore platform shoes to be a drummer?
So many mistresses. Yeah,
well, to be able to see over the drum set.
I thought that was just a taller stool.
He's a wee lad.
Rod Stewart, of course.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Of course. Devo. Maybe not?
I don't know.
Yes. I bet they did.
You know they did.
I know Mother's Ball's married.
All right, so do you have your...
I looked it up.
Taco Bell reviews?
Yeah. Basically, it's the worst... They did a thing on like reviews and like mostly Google reviews, and it was like the worst Taco Bell in the country. And they found the worst overall rated one is down in Deltona, Florida. And I don't have like a number score, but I do have one of the reviews. Not a good first impression considering this place has just opened up. The food wasn't great at all, to be honest. The burritos looked a mess, had missing ingredients, I'm sure. And my supreme chalupa was actually missing tomato and cheese. So, you know, two out of four ingredients missing. Not bad, eh? Even paid $1 extra for the steak, so that's laughable. So yeah, take a gamble if you wish. I did, and it was pants, but eh, you might get good food. Who knows? Maybe it'll improve
in time. I feel like they were new, and they just didn't know what they were doing.
I feel like it's a place called Taco Bell, and when you go there and order things, you get some close approximation to almost sort of what you ordered, no matter what. Unless you order one thing. If you order Mexican pizza, you usually get that.
And try not to set your expectations too high.
Yeah.
But again, if it's something that has four ingredients and you forget two, that's kind of a stretch.
That's called Taco Bell. No offense.
None taken.
No offense, bro. I know this means a lot to you.
This came up once before. Whoa, it was the story we had about the Burger King that lost the king.
Oh, yeah, they're just burger.
They're just burger. Like they
lost their king designation.
The giant king had to come in and remove their crown.
Oh, they did something wrong, man.
Well, that's the thing. They served so bad. Like,
Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously.
So they lost their franchise.
They lost their franchise and they rebranded, but basically like they had everything looked the same, but they had to like use different names for the products.
That's
and
great.
Yeah. It was called Burger.
The Whopper.
The Whopper.
The Falada Fish.
No, they never had the Whala.
It used to be the Whala.
See,
that's the problem. That was the problem with me. It's like we were talking about it on the air. And I kept getting, I almost wanted to say.
Couldn't think of anything that they actually have at.
No. Well, it's been, I don't eat a lot of fast food, but I haven't eaten Burger King in forever.
I can't tell you last time I had that kind of fast food.
All I know is the Whopper, the chicken sandwich, and that's it.
I do.
When I was young and I could eat anything I wanted to, I would eat the heck out of those pressed chicken sandwiches
with mayonnaise all over.
Extra mayonnaise all over it. Oh God, they're so good.
That dang chicken parm one though, back in the day too. You eat that. It's like while you're opening it, you get the heartburn before it hits your lips.
When they went Italian,
it was big. It was like, wasn't it like
four or five inches long? It's like a sub.
I think they still have those.
No, they do.
But I never go there.
I just try to avoid
Bojangles. The only fast food I eat anymore. Because they don't invade my damn space and get in my phone booth at the drive-thru. Who's with me? Where are you? Where are you guys?
Because you're the only one who's really
outraged.
You're
the only one that's bothered by the people at Chick-fil-A.
That can't be true. I promise you that's not true.
The only reason it bothers me is because I might want to change my mind and I don't get to look at the menu to choose something else.
Right. That, and they've infected Biscuitville and they're doing it now too.
I just go on the mobile app for Chick-fil-A and I order it ahead of time. Then I can look at the whole menu, decide what I want, and then I get to go through the short line because I already got it.
You think I want a Chick-fil-A app on my phone?
Missing out.
I don't think so.
Short line.
You're going to have to
start getting into the apps. Don't have to talk to anybody. You also don't have to talk to anybody until they come out and hand you your food.
I do the drive-through so I don't have to deal with you. I want to talk to the speaker. I want our interaction to be as brief as possible at the window. I don't want you in my life. I don't want you looking in my car.
Well, if you use the app, that's basically what happens.
Look, you need to calm down.
Look. You could order it online, and then you could come with a stick. And you just get a special window made, and you have to stick the, you put the hole through the
one of those grippers?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying, like, when they come up, just poke them.
Oh,
like,
get back. That was my other thought, is that you could build some sort of plexiglass.
4 feet away.
Almost like an air conditioner
mobile.
Yeah. And then they have to stay so far away.
They still can see. It's like.
But they're so far back from your car.
This is my private area.
Oh, take your megaphone. Stay back over there.
Yell at them through the megaphone through your Pope box.
My car is my domain. I don't need anybody leaning in on me, man.
Well, I understand. But
that's reserved for the police. And maybe that's why I have this reaction to it. Because maybe I'm thinking this reminds me of the police leaning in my car.
They don't. Do you like it when you're at a restaurant and the waitress sits down with you?
Hold on. What?
Sorry.
You know, so in that same vein, when you're ordering and you don't want them leaning in your car, when you go to a restaurant, like say at a sports bar, and a lot of times the waitress will come over and sit down with you and start talking and then write down your order and stuff. Do you like that?
It depends. Oh, there's another place where I started something. I had a relationship with a girl who did that. Back in the day, it was an Italian place over in Raleigh, and she was a sitter downer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were together for a year or two. But now, no, don't sit at my table.
Yeah.
I don't know where you've been. You've been touching all that dirty dish.
I don't know where you've been.
Hell out of here. This is my table.
God, I hope you vocalize that too.
That's the way I say it.
God, where have you been? I don't even know you.
Get out of here.
No.
This is my table.
Hold on. Let me get my stick out.
Poke.
Get back. Get.
So I'm sure everybody agrees with me, and you can say so when you call the Simon line, 336-373-0987. You can say, I agree with that dude so much. Oh, Super Tanker Tommy called and said he wanted to give us kudos because we are now playing in the bathrooms of the rest stops on the highway in North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
Oh, we're making it big.
We are worldwide.
In there, man. So, hey, thanks, Tommy. Call us anytime, 336-373-0987. If you've got the app, click that thing. It does confetti and bubbles.
Bees.
And bees.
Silly string.
Silly string.
The fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the foot. It's amazing.
Bees.
So, what she said. So go in there and click on that thing. And listen to us on the website if you don't have the app, 987simon.com. Charlie, what's your final thought?
Walmart, I beg of you, please rename your group costume.
They ain't going to do it. What's
don't
yours?
Call it thruple.
Well, I'm still saying they need to add another graham cracker and make it a fruple.
Fruple?
Yeah.
You know that four comes after three.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a four.
Fruple.
Okay, next time. Get up.
It's a get up show. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.